Show with Frank Harnisch on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.
Seconds left. Hallett gets it up top. Marcius over to the right. Big shot! Score! Shea Theodore! Vegas takes the lead 4-3! 2.3 to go! Perron to the circle. He shoots and scores! David Perron wins it! Up top for Kopitar. Feet to the right. Shot! Stopped by Fleury!
Shea Theodore is fourth and a huge hit by McNabb. He leveled Arvidsson. Wow.
Here's Howell into the zone. Howell left side. Drop pass. Big shot. Score. That's John Merrill. Merrill puts Vegas on top 2-1.
And welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show on a game day Monday. Game number 69 on the docket, as the Golden Knights travel to Philadelphia to play the Flyers. Golden Knights coming in at 44-19 and 5, 93 points against the Philadelphia Flyers. 35-23 and 11, 81 points. Golden Knights trying to avenge their loss last time out in February, a 4-1 loss here at T-Mobile Arena. Clayton Hamilton along with Frank Harnisch out here at Born and Raised in Las Vegas down on Warm Springs. Going to have the show from here, going to have the pregame from here, intermission reports postgame as well. So swing on by and say hello. And Frank, a very successful road trip it could be indeed if they can get the job done today.
Yeah, 3-1 is nice. 4-1 would be absolutely exceptional, and hopefully that will be it. And if they do become that, well, then Marc-Andre Fleury will get his 400th win as well. So another milestone coming your way for Flower, hopefully, tonight. So a lot of reasons to come on down here. We're kind of just kicking back out on the patio today because it's such a beautiful day here in Vegas. We don't have to worry about no nor'easters or snowstorms or any of that kind of stuff here in Vegas. It's supposed to be around 74 today. So beautiful day. Come on out. Get out of work early a little bit and check out the Golden Knights tonight.
That's right. Puck drop will be at 4 o'clock sharp, so we'll have pregame show for you at 3:30 after an abbreviated TC Martin show. He's going to be on for a half an hour from 3 to 4, but this can be a very good road trip. As you said, they're sitting 3-1 right now, and that's because of their 2-1 victory against Buffalo on Saturday. It went all the way to the shootout, but they got the job done, collect the 2 points.
Yeah, and of course, the first two periods, there was basically no scoring going on or whatever. Then Buffalo took the lead, and you had to wonder, maybe it just wasn't going to be this afternoon in Buffalo, or morning, actually, when we started the game at 10 a.m. Out here in Las Vegas doing the game. But then Derek England tied it up real late on in the game, sending it to the overtime. The overtime, both teams had chances, but went to the shootout, and Vegas was victorious.
Went all the way in the shootout, 5 rounds deep, until Erik Haula decided enough was enough, and he went ahead and got the play of the game. The play of the game brought to you by Best Mattress. Best mattress, best service, best selection, best price guaranteed. Erik Haula.
Looking for his first shootout goal of the season. Here comes Haula. Score! And the Golden Knights win it in the shootout. Erik Haula takes care of business. And in doing so, the Golden Knights break another expansion record, their 20th road win of the season.
20th road win of the season. They had tied it. Now they are the lone champions most ever in the inaugural season road wins for an expansion team.
Yeah, it's amazing. It seems like every other game they're breaking some other kind of record or whatever, and they break that Ducks record with their 20th victory there. So anytime that you can knock the Ducks out of the record book, I think it's a good day and a successful day. But another win. Did not play their best hockey game. Gerard Gallant was pretty adamant about the fact that they did not play their best hockey game, but bottom line, as he said, we found a way to win. That's what they did. That's what they've done throughout this entire season. And, I guess they take the Vegas Flu on the road with them, like Marc-Andre Fleury said.
And it certainly seemed like perhaps they wouldn't even have an opportunity come overtime in the shootout, the way things were developing in the third period. But time after time, Frank, we have seen Derek Englund, the unofficial captain of this team, step up in big moments. He certainly did that, not just with the amount of minutes that he played defensively on the ice, but with a big goal. And that's what made Derek Englund our player of the game. The player of the game is brought to you by Brankus Team Realty, your home sold, guaranteed. Derek Englund.
Trying to lose O'Reilly. Feeds it out in front. Englund walking in. Fortune behind the net. Trying to center it. Score! Derek Englund from behind the net. It went in off Scandella. And the Golden Knights have tied it.
Derek Anglin flipping it off of Marco Scandella right into the goal net. And that's not a place that you typically see Derek Anglin setting up, right behind the net in Gretzky's office.
No, and you know, it's funny too, because he talked about it after the game in the postgame show, and he mentioned the fact that he had the puck, he was looking for something to do with it. He kind of went around the net and held it a lot longer than he planned on. Now, we've seen players bounce pucks off of goalies a lot to try to get that kind of rebound or backboard shot into the net, but we don't often see it over a diving defenseman going through the crease, but that's what Anglin did. He saw an opening. He threw it in there. It went off Scandella's leg, then kind of off his foot, and right into the net just over the line. And all of a sudden, I believe that was around 15:46 of the third, so there wasn't too much time left. Vegas ties it up, and it goes into the overtime, basically taking what very easily could have been 0 points and turning them to two. I guess you could kind of say they stole 2 points again.
Yeah, and they couple that with the 33 saves by Marc-Andre Fleury, keeping that game close early on to give them the opportunity to come back from the one-goal deficit. So all things considered, a good effort, a win is a win is a win, and they will leave Buffalo with 2 points and could get two more tonight in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and of course, Philadelphia, like you mentioned at the top here, Philadelphia had that big win at T-Mobile Arena. They actually, I thought, outplayed Vegas in that game. They're one of the few teams that came into T-Mobile and did put on a really good performance. So you know that Vegas is looking forward to this one. Pierre-Edouard Belmare is also looking forward to it, his former team out there. But everybody's looking forward to it because Flower could get his 400th victory, and it's another chance to get two more points in. They look pretty comfortable right now in the Pacific. That doesn't mean that they can't be caught, but it looks like they will win the Pacific. But they're still eyeing Nashville for the best record in the West.
They're certainly playing for positioning when it comes to the later rounds, and they want to get as many points as possible. Two of them are at stake tonight in Philadelphia. And as you had said, Pierre-Edouard Belmare, a homecoming from him. He gets to go back to his old barn and play against the Flyers. Gary Lawless sat down with him earlier today and talked about this road trip and his return to Philadelphia.
Excited. Quite excited. Kind of feel a little bit weird, I got to be honest. Being at the hotel and like walking those streets that I've been here for 3 years. But super excited.
A different road to the NHL than most guys. So Philadelphia was the first team to give you a chance. Probably always something special to you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they took a shot on an older French player that's been in Europe forever. And people were good to me here. So I got to grow in my role and be a bigger part of the team each year. And I mean, I've got such a good relationship with the people around here. So it was, it's fun to see all of them.
Obviously a different opportunity in Vegas, and has become a very big opportunity. I've had a very big role on the ice and in the leadership group here. So Vegas has been a good next step for you as well.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, obviously when you get the news first, I mean, at that time I just got the A on the jersey, bought a house, I was like, what's going on? But I mean, at the same time, I knew how exciting Vegas was to be able to be part of a new franchise and maybe, you know, write your name into the books also, be a part of history. So it's been for the better, I gotta be honest. Like, it's been, everything has been going so well. People over there, communities, everything has been welcoming us the perfect way. So it's not like I'm seeing this as I left Philly and where I am, it's not as good. I mean, I'm somewhere where it's easily as good. So,
when will you or will you be able to sort of bury the nostalgia and the warm feelings for Philly and get a little angry so that you can go out and do what you need to do for the 2 points?
I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that I don't have that luxury of being able to take a second when I'm on the ice and think, oh, I know this guy, I'm friend with this guy. My way to play is kind of simple, so if I want to be good, I have to set all of this aside and play hockey. So I don't think that would be a problem tomorrow, to be honest, but I mean, it's exciting to be on the other side too. I mean, I've been on the other side of that bench for 3 years, so it's gonna be fun.
That was Pierre-Edouard Belmare with his return home to Philadelphia. Looks like he's looking forward to seeing some old folks and some old haunts, but really happy about where he is, not just in his career with the Golden Knights, but in his life here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I know there were some people that were surprised that he was left on the available list when the expansion draft was coming out. Like he had mentioned, he had just got a house back there. He had the A on the sweater, so you know he was thinking that he was going to be a Flyer for quite some time. He comes out here to Vegas. I thought that he was a pretty good hockey player and a pretty tough hockey player. I didn't realize exactly how much he meant to a team with what he does in the locker room, all the different things he does on the ice, certainly what he does in the community and everything as well. Pierre-Édouard Bellemare has become one of my favorite players on this team on a personal level and with everything he does out there, because he does a lot of stuff that does show up in the scorebook. He also does a lot of stuff that doesn't, but stuff that's essential to a winning hockey team.
And we had heard all summer long that we were going to love him and his game. The folks back east were absolutely right. He's fit in perfectly and been the kind of player that this team needs in the locker room, needs on the ice when things get a little bit of squirrely. He's the one that sort of calms everyone down. He's been a great addition to the squad.
Yeah, no, and I don't know if I don't know that there will be a video tribute to him or something, but I know when he gets announced, I have a feeling there's going to be a pretty sizable ovation for him, at least there ought to be, even in Philadelphia, where they basically don't really cheer anybody.
And we have seen what his absence in this lineup has meant to the way that Gerard Gallant has to put new pieces of the puzzle together. And now with Riley Smith out, as we had told you over the weekend, Riley Smith back in Las Vegas getting treated here. James Neal is still being treated here as well, so we won't see either of those two in the lineup tonight. Gerard Gallant trying to find combinations, and he spoke to the media earlier today about those possible combinations that we could see tonight.
Not 100% sure right now. Maybe Tuck might go up there tonight. Okay. Switch him up a little bit.
I know you're trying to help Tatar find a home and get comfortable on a line. He told me he's gripping the stick a little bit tight. How do you try to alleviate that and help him get through this?
I'm not worried about Tatar one bit. I'm worried about, you know, Riley Smith isn't playing tonight and James Neal isn't playing, so we're trying to fit our lines together. So Tatar's going to be fine. He shouldn't have to worry about gripping the stick. We won three of the last four, and he'll be fine. We're not going to worry about him. And once we get our lineup together, we'll put our lines together. And so guys, you know, the thing about me for injuries, other guys, you got to switch up lines once in a while, and so it's not a big deal. So I'm not worried about Thomas. He wants to score more. He wants to play better. He'll be fine for us. No issues there.
Now is head coach Gerard Gallant talking about possible lineup changes for tonight, and that's going to be the crux of what we're going to get into, Frank, right here on the Vegas Golden Knights game day preview, brought to you by Raikman Plumbing and Air Conditioning, where a flush beats a full house every time. And Gerard Gallant saying that we could perhaps see Alex Tuck up on the number one line with Jonathan Marchessault and William Karlsson. We saw Tomas Tatar there over the weekend. We've seen a number of guys sort of cycle through there. Maybe Tuck gets a look tonight.
Yeah, and maybe he does, and maybe he should. Like Turk said there, you know, they're trying to find out things that work. I do find it interesting that everybody keeps on saying that they're not worried about Tatar whatsoever, and they know that he's going to find his game, and because, they brought him in here to score some goals and that, and he's had some opportunity. You figured that would have been a perfect opportunity for him playing with Karlsson and Marchessault, but it didn't necessarily work out. I guess if Gerard Gallant's not worried that he says that he's holding his stick tight or whatever, that he's just got to loosen up. It does seem like he's pressing a little bit. The one shot that he had, which is an absolute glorious opportunity, he shot right into the goalie's pads when he had a lot of net to shoot at. But Alex Tuck has been playing well lately. He's the kind of guy that gets dirty in the crease, and with those other two guys with him, and the way that sometimes the defenseman now will fire the puck, and we've seen England do it. We've certainly seen Hunt and McNabb and Theodore. I mean, the list goes on and on. You need a guy like that. He might be a really nice fit on this line.
He could very well be, and maybe some of the angst about Tatar is a little bit overblown, because even if you think about it, Frank, your 30-goal scorer is pretty good, right? Well, if you are a 30-goal scorer, that's still 52 games a year that you're not going to score a goal. And so, you know, he's only been here about a week now, so perhaps it's okay if he's not on the scorebook every single night.
No, but again, I mean, I do understand the concern of some people out here, because you brought him in. He does get $5.3 million a year, so you brought him in at a pretty hefty price tag, and you brought him in for one reason, to come in here and score goals, and it's not like he hasn't had opportunities. We've seen other guys on this team that have had opportunities, and when they don't get them, sometimes they find themselves out of the lineup. But Tatar's a veteran player out there. He got his first goal. I was hoping that would relax him a little bit, and maybe we'd get a couple more of them right away. But if he says he's still pressing a little bit, I don't know what he needs to do to relax. If Flower needs to play a prank on him, if somebody else needs to say something. But I would like to see him get with a line where he does feel comfortable and let that stay for a little while out there. But I don't know if it's the first or second line anyhow, because when Neal and Smith come back, those opportunities probably aren't going to be there anymore.
Right. So sometimes, on some level, maybe it's good just to kind of fold him in with where you think he's going to project out as the season progresses. You know, Frank, we talk a lot with Gerard Gallant about how this team is successful and why this team is successful, and it gets to be a little bit of a running joke amongst us and the other friends of ours in the media pool about Gerard Gallant saying things like, we've got to go to the hard areas, and we got to play hard, and we got to play greasy, and you got to be tough, and you got to skate hard. And it's kind of a funny joke that that's sort of his go-to. But other coaches around the league echo that, but perhaps in different ways. And I heard Ken Hitchcock of the Dallas Stars talking after their loss yesterday in Pittsburgh to the Penguins about his team's inability to play the way that head coach Gerard Gallant wants the Golden Knights to. And I found it curious what he had to say in his post-game press conference.
I think we don't generate. It's not we don't generate 5-on-5. We have the opportunity to generate. We want to make the next play. We don't want to do the hard stuff to score. We don't want to put it into the areas that need to. We don't want to put it on the net and pick it up from there. We want to make the next play. So in the offensive zone, you end up playing sideways. And when you play sideways, maybe once in a while you might look good, but I think with the way teams dial down the checking at this time of year, we're not effective. And it starts with our top players. Our top players look at times like they're waiting to go on the power play. That's how they play. And when you're not willing to put it into the greasy areas and go into there and in essence dumb it down offensively so that you can create more second and third opportunities, then you just stay on the perimeter. And that's what we've been doing. We're on the perimeter 5-on-5, waiting to go on the power play. And that's a recipe for losing hockey.
That was head coach Ken Hitchcock of the Dallas Stars kind of saying everything that Gerard Gallant says, but in a different way, putting his team on blast, saying, hey, if you guys want to win, probably should be a little bit more like Vegas.
Well, and you know what, maybe one of the reasons that he put him on blast a little bit more than Gerard Gallant does is because they're fighting and trying to get into a playoff spot, a spot that most people think that they should be in right now. Gerard Gallant has the luxury of being able to say that stuff after losses or even after games where they'll find a way to win, but he didn't think they played like he wants them to, and at least they're still in first place in the Pacific. So I think Gerard Gallant can take a little bit more sit back and hands off type of approach, but still let the players know that he is watching it. I also think that's a little bit more his personality. It's interesting too, because that Hitchcock would just say that now, because actually in this day in sports history in the NHL, back in 2015, Hitchcock became the fourth member of the NHL 700 win club for coaches when the Blues defeated the Philadelphia Flyers 1-0 in a shootout. Hopefully history repeats itself tonight and the Flyers lose again tonight. I just hope it doesn't go to a shootout.
Yeah, it was fun to hear Ken Hitchcock talk about that, because, like I said, he really did echo all of the things that Gerard Gallant says. He sort of said them in a negative way, where Gerard Gallant says them in a positive way. But Gerard Gallant's always, that's what he's always saying. Let's outskate them. Let's get to the dirty areas. Let's do the hard work and we'll be successful. And Ken Hitchcock saying, if we're not willing to do the hard work, that's a recipe for us to lose.
Well, yeah, and it's very telling when he basically calls out all the star players and says, I think our star players are sitting there just waiting for a power play opportunity. We see a lot of teams, there's not a ton of penalties called all the time in every game. We've seen games with Vegas where there might be one on each side or something like that here and there. I'm sure it's the same with Dallas's games. I mean, you don't get a ton of power play opportunities. So if you actually are sitting back there just waiting to convert on the power play, first off, nobody's got 100% power play. Nobody's got a 50% power play. You don't convert on that all the time anyhow. How is it that you are not going out there giving your all on every shift when you're fighting for a playoff position? Oh, and by the way, you've also had injury problems to the goaltender with Ben Bishop and other things, like everybody has had injuries this year, it seems like. Your job is to win hockey games. There's a lot of guys there that make a lot of money. There's no excuse to not be playing hard. I commend Hitchcock for calling his guys out. He didn't do it in a real brutal way, but he definitely did it in a, I know what you guys are doing, and it's time to put up or shut up kind of way.
Yeah, I think that press conference probably certainly got the attention of the folks in the Dallas Stars organization. They certainly had a hard time putting offense together yesterday, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Not a lot of offensive chances for Dallas, but it's just more affirmation of Gerard Gallant, his philosophy, his personality, and the coach that he is a reason why Vegas has been so successful. Well, they were successful on Saturday, 2-1 victory over the Buffalo Sabres. And when the Golden Knights win, you win too. So be sure to listen to us here at Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM after every Golden Knights win for your chance at a $50 gift card to MJ Christensen Diamond Jewelers. We're going to give that away right now. 702-876-1340, 702-876-1340. Game 5 of the road trip tonight, so caller number 5, you're going to win that MJ Christensen Diamond Jewelers card, 702-876-1340. When we come back, Frank and I are going to break down all the things that are happening around the league, and there is a lot of business to tend to, so stick with us right here on the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for Golden Knights hockey in the Valley.
Ici David Perron des Vegas Golden Knights. Vous écoutez le show avec l'initié, avec Frank Arnish, Fox Sports Radio, votre maison pour le Golden Knights hockey à Las Vegas.
Join Fox Sports Radio for the pre and post game tonight for the Golden Knights versus Philadelphia at Born and Raised, official Golden Knights bar. Enjoy $3 Bud, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra Drafts along with raffles to win Golden Knights swag. Pre and post game tonight starting at 3:30 at Born and Raised on Warm Springs and Cimarron.
Experience unbelievable savings at Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. For 1 week only, get the best deals of the year on brand new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. This sale absolutely ends close of business on Monday, March 12th. During this enormous event, experience 20% off our most popular 2018 models. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months. And if that's not enough, we will pay your first year registration fees when you buy. It is all happening now through Monday, and you don't want to miss out. Experience our experience at the 6-time Chevy Dealer of the Year Award winner, Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Or go to hendersonchevy.com for more. Find new roads.
20% off MSRP on 2018 in Palace, Park, and Sonic. 0% for 72 months on 2018 Tahoe and Suburban. Very well-qualified credit customers must be approved through GM Financial for 0% offer. First year's net registration up to $750 on any new purchase. Some offers cannot be combined or used with other rebates or discount programs. See dealer for full details. All offers end on 3/12/2018.
Thank you, Las Vegas, for voting Pub 365 the Best of Las Vegas 2017 Gold Winner for Best Beer Selection. Pub 365 has the perfect pint for you, with 40 rotating draft taps and new craft beers arriving daily. Located inside the Tuscany Casino on Flamingo, Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Come find your favorite today. Pub 365, 365 beers, extraordinary food.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, and the total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, 2 or 3 times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me, Optima. Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
PT, Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's, and SG Bar have plenty of madness for you this March. Enjoy up to 10 times points and $4 16-ounce Bud Light aluminum bottles during all men's basketball tournament games. Place your bet of $5 or more with the William Hill Mobile Sports Deposit Hotspot Kiosk to earn your entry to win airfare, a 5-day stay, and tickets to the 2019 Men's College Basketball Semifinals and Championship in Minnesota. PT's Entertainment Group, your home for tournament season.
Paying too much for tires? Dumb. Getting nickel and dimed on the mounting, balancing, and other fees? Dumb. Settling for cruddy off-brand tires? Thinking you can't get the good ones because if you finance it, there's that credit check? Dumb. Wait a minute, you're not dumb. That's why when you need new tires, you turn to Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can put 4 brand new, brand name tires on your vehicle for as little as $29 every 2 weeks, no credit check. The latest tires from Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich, all with the world's easiest payment plan, plus Smart Tires makes it even easier with their website, smarttires.com. You can get online when it's convenient for you. Browse your tires, get all the paperwork done, and set up that appointment to stop by and get your four brand new brand name tires, mounting and balancing included. Now that's just smart. So give them a call, 702-739-TIRE, or log on today and get your new tires the smart way at smarttires.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone. But the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC has had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Pancreatic cancer is the world's toughest cancer and takes 91% of its victims within 5 years. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is determined to improve patient outcomes today and double survival by 2020. But they need your support in the urgent mission to save lives. On March 24th, join the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and thousands of participants to demand better at Purple Stride Las Vegas, the walk to end pancreatic cancer. Fuel progress today at purplestride.org and use discount code PSRadio for 10% off.
Hi, this is comedy hypnotist Mark Savard, and you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show on Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, your home for Vegas Golden Knights hockey.
Escapes, feeds right side, down low, no shot yet, going way out of his crease, and it's in! The puck across the line, and a feed from behind the net, Derek Englund. Vegas has tied it 1-1 with 4:14 to go in regulation.
Fleury just said something to him, and Perron is laughing as he starts the shootout.
I can't wait to find out what that'll be. Here's Perron. The righty comes right down the middle to the hash marks, fakes, backhand score!
Well, then he just waved at Fleury.
Haller, the lefty, starts right. Across the line, right circle, he shoots and scores! Haller wins it for Vegas! 2-1 Knights.
And welcome back, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, coming to you from born and raised down on Warm Springs. Come on by, say hello. We'll be here for the pregame show, 3:30, puck drop at 4 o'clock as your Golden Knights take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Congratulations to Bladen. He has won the MJ Christensen gift card, so congratulations on that. And all of you guys that didn't get in, stick by the phones because our buddy Mark just came and let us know that we do have tickets today for the New Jersey game. So we're going to be giving away those New Jersey tickets for Wednesday the 14th, 7 o'clock puck drop. So we'll have those a little bit later on in the telecast. Frank, we got a big game going on tonight, but there are plenty of other teams that are looking at trying to get back into the playoff race or hold their spot tonight.
Yeah, there certainly are. We should explain to people, too, when you heard that highlight package coming back, when Perron and Marc-Andre Fleury were talking a little bit, if you missed the game or you missed the post-game show, David Perron was getting ready to take the first shot in the shootout. Marc-Andre Fleury looked at him and says, use that backhand move that you use so well because that's going to work. Perron said that he was thinking about not using that and going a different direction, but he kind of looked at Marc-Andre Fleury and said, well, if Flower says do this, then I'm going to do this. He said he literally changed his mind, scored the first goal. That's the reason that it was extended on to a couple other rounds, and that's why he kind of looked at him and smiled and gave him a thumbs up afterwards. So Marc-Andre Fleury going for his 400th win tonight, and maybe a coach down the road someplace.
Yeah, got his 399 there in Buffalo, could get 400 tonight, but there's some other teams that are doing pretty well, Frank, that are red hot. And we got the three stars of the week. We will start with a star number three, Evgeny Malkin of the Pittsburgh Penguins, ranked second in the NHL with 3 goals, 5 assists. That's 8 points in 4 games to give the Penguins a 3-1 week and move them back into first place in the Metropolitan Division.
Yeah, and with his last game where he had 1 goal and 2 assists, he now has the league's best 12th three-point effort of the season in a 4-3 overtime victory against the Calgary Flames. Evgeny Malkin has been absolutely on fire. I know everybody talks about Sidney Crosby, and rightly so. He's probably still the best player in the league. That Evgeny Malkin does a great job for them, and he is just as responsible for those 3 Stanley Cups as anybody on that Pittsburgh team.
That victory last night against Dallas made their 26th home victory of the season, and that leads all teams in the NHL.
Yeah, and certainly they're a team. I know we say it about a bunch of different teams, but there's a reason they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups. They are truly a team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs, especially if you are from Washington, D.C.
The second star of the week went to one of your favorite guys, Frank, the Rat, Brad Marchand, up in Boston. He had 4 goals, 4 assists, 8 points in 3 games as the Bruins earned 3 wins out of 4.
You know, I'm not going to poison anybody's eardrums right now by doing Jimmy Cagney's "You Dirty Rat, You Dirty Little Rat," but I believe if he was talking about hockey, that's who we would be talking about. Brad Marchand is such a good, quality, talented hockey player. I don't know why he's such a little instigator. He got fined the other day for embellishing. He takes cheap shots at people. He takes runs at them. Then he goes to the All-Star game, even though he's suspended, but he can still play in the All-Star game. And he kind of mocks everything and has fun. Now, it was a little bit funny, but it's not funny when you're on the receiving end of one of the elbows or a stick in the ribs or some of the other stuff he does out there. He's way too talented to be the piece of garbage he is on the ice half the time.
Frank Harnish not holding back on Captain Slewfoot himself, Brad Marchand, but you'll be happy to know that he is listed as a day-to-day, and he missed yesterday's game versus the Blackhawks.
Yeah, and he missed that game against the Blackhawks, which stopped their winning streak out there day-to-day. Well, you know what? He does miss games, but Boston is playing very well right now. I have a feeling that he will be back, but not till he's ready, because Boston, although they do want playoff position, they need this guy to have success in the playoffs. And as much as I hate to say it, when he is in the playoffs, he probably does give him a lot better chance to win hockey games.
He certainly does. Yeah, I just wish there weren't so much histrionics. You know, he doesn't need to do that to be a good player. Your number one star is a guy that is pretty much all class and style, and that is Patrick Laine of the Winnipeg Jets. He led the NHL with 5 goals in 3 games and made the Jets successful 2 out of 3 times this week, getting his 4th career hat trick, including the game-winning goal in a 3-0 victory over the Rangers.
Yeah, Patrick Laine has been absolutely incredible. He's just been on fire of late. He's tied with Alex Ovechkin for the most goals in the NHL right now. Interestingly enough, they will face off against each other. Both have 68 games, so who's going to win it? Alex Ovechkin basically seems to win it every year. But Patrick Laine, we knew he was good last year. Some people said, well, he's going to have the sophomore jinx this year. If this is a jinx, I'm afraid for everybody else around the NHL what he's going to do next year when the jinx is over.
Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets having a lot of success despite some injuries starting to mount up from them. Mark Scheifele will miss tonight and their game against Nashville. He continues to be out with the upper body injury.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that he was going to be back by now, and they keep on kind of pushing it back. So I don't know if this is just something as a precaution, you know, discretion being the better part of valor. Don't put him in unless you need to, or because right now it's like, you know what, we can wait to get you 100% because they're still winning hockey games and still playing pretty darn good.
And Steve Mason, their goaltender, the guy that they brought up that they thought was going to be their number one, he's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks after having his knee scoped. Michael Hutchinson will be the backup.
Yeah, and well, as backup, I mean, you can do that. They probably want Mason available for the playoffs. I'm sure that they do. He's a little bit better known factor, but let's face it, Hellebuck is the guy that they're planning on riding throughout the playoffs and seeing what they can do there. You always want a good backup, because certainly Pittsburgh proved that with their second Stanley Cup in a row last year. Marc-Andre Fleury backing up Matt Murray. Murray goes down. Andre Fleury was ready to go. They get their back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. If Hellebuck goes down, I think they have a lot more faith in Mason being the backup.
Mason only playing in 12 games this year. He's 4-6-1 with a 3.18 goals against average. So it's really provided the opportunity for Connor Hellebuck to step in and be the guy, and he has taken every advantage to become so.
Yeah, and it will be interesting, too, because I think that they are going to keep on going with Hellebuck. You think maybe this is an audition for the other goalie to come and maybe get some time, but they're chasing Nashville. They want to win the Central Division. They want home ice advantage, and with the way Laine is playing and everybody else on that team, they still very much could do that, especially when they get Scheifele back.
If you like goals, then perhaps tonight you want to keep one eye on the game between the Winnipeg Jets and the Washington Capitals, because Alex Ovechkin and Patrick Laine, who share the league lead in goals with 40 apiece, set to go against each other tonight.
Yeah, and I like what Alex Ovechkin said when a reporter asked him. They said, "Do you look at Patrick Laine and see a younger version of yourself?" And Ovechkin's reply was, "I'm still young."
He is, and he feels that way. One of the things to watch with Ovechkin, though, it's hard to believe that he still is relatively on the young side, just two goals away from reaching 600 for his career.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that he was going to have it by now. He's going into a little bit of a mini slump, at least for him, and Laine's been on fire. That's why he's caught him at the 40-goal mark here. I guess if you'd say momentum was the key factor right now, Laine would have it at this point. Plus, I think that Washington's got some other problems. They don't seem to be clicking offensively as a whole unit, and the way Holtby's been playing in goal, I think they've got more concerns than just getting Alex Ovechkin the goal-scoring leadership and everything else out there. This is a team that wants to win in the playoffs this year, and the way they're playing of late, I don't know if they can do that.
Patrick Laine will also look to extend his point streak to a franchise record 12 games. Nobody's been as hot as Patrick Laine.
Yeah, and again, it's kind of amazing that he's doing it with Scheifele not around, because Scheifele and him are such a dynamic duo together. But you know what? Maybe like Artemi Panarin, maybe that Laine kid's pretty good regardless of no matter who you put him out there with.
Well, a team that's excited to have their number one guy back is Calgary. Mike Smith, their goaltender, has been activated from injured reserve after missing the past 13 games.
Yeah, and certainly Calgary needs him. If they're going to make it into the playoffs, they need Mike Smith back. He's missed some time. They've struggled mightily without him. They are looking to make it into the playoff run, and this is also something that the Vegas Golden Knights fans are going to want to pay attention to, because this coming Sunday we will take on those Calgary Flames at T-Mobile Arena. I believe it's a 1 o'clock an early afternoon game, and you will see Mike Smith. Hopefully he's not quite 100% yet when he comes in here.
Yeah, he's certainly a difference maker for them, and with David Rittich in net, they're certainly a different team than when they've got their number one in Mike Smith. Rick Tocchet of the Arizona Coyotes, their head man, has left the team to tend to a family illness.
Yeah, and the Arizona Coyotes said family comes first. Take as much time as you need. They're not disclosing what the family illness is, and they shouldn't be. It's a private matter. But Tocchet has been the head coach down there. I don't think he's had the results that he wanted to, but it seems like they've been moving in the right direction. Certainly of late they've played a lot better, and as I said, their general manager said family comes first. Our thoughts and prayers are with Rick as he deals with this personal situation.
And other Arizona Coyote news, Oliver Ekman-Larsson fined $5,000 for slashing.
Yeah, must have been a kind of vicious slash to get the $5,000. That's the maximum that the league allows at this point here. But we have seen that a lot more. And it's at the start of the season and the preseason, we saw a lot of slashes. Then it seemed to me like it backed off a little bit. In the games I've watched of late, I seem to be seeing more slashing penalties again. They're starting to call that again a little bit, maybe thinking that guys might be getting in that playoff mode and thinking that they can get away with more in the playoffs. Maybe they're kind of trying to send a message right now. Look, you can't go back to the old ways of chopping off guys' fingers and stuff like that again. You've got to tone it down a little bit. We see a lot of guys breaking sticks. If you break a stick, they basically call a slash. But $5,000, well, I wouldn't want to pay it, but then I don't make an NHL salary either.
There's not been a lot to be happy about if you are a New York Islander fan, but they got a little glimpse perhaps at the future, and Christopher Gibson their goaltender, who made a career-high 50 saves to help the Islanders snap an eight-game slide.
Yeah, makes 50 saves and a 5-2 victory the other night. He sits 7 points. They sit 7 points behind Columbus for the final wild card spot, so it's certainly an uphill battle there. He becomes the ninth goaltender in franchise history to make at least 50 saves in a game, and just the second rookie to do so, joining Billy Smith, the goalie who used to beat Wayne Gretzky and the Edmonton Oilers before they started winning all their Stanley Cups out there. He's also the first rookie to get 50 saves in a game since 2009-2010, when Jimmy Howard and Devan Dubnyk both did it.
So, good looking out there for the Islanders. Hopefully some good will come to them. And the Florida Panthers, it seems like every time we talk about them, Frank, they're extending franchise records, and they hope to extend their franchise record for home win streak to 9 games when they host the Senators. They own a 15-3-1 record in their last 19 games.
Yeah, and that includes an active 9-game point streak where they're 8-0-1, just 2 points behind Columbus for that final wild card spot. Right now they are playing absolute incredible hockey, and Roberto Luongo continues to act like he's found the fountain of youth as well, playing absolutely incredible in goal for them. So the Florida Panthers right now, one of those teams. I know a lot of people are hoping that Florida and Tampa meet each other in the first round of the playoffs. For bragging rights in Florida, and I guess the fan bases and the teams kind of just don't like each other.
Yeah, and it should be good for that hockey region down there to see the two of them face off. Is not something that we get to see all that often, both of them being good at the same time. The Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for Golden Knights hockey in the Valley. Stick with us. We've got some tickets to give away to that New Jersey game, so we'll have those a little bit later on today. We'll also have the pregame show for you at 3:30, puck drop at 4 o'clock as the Golden Knights take on the Philadelphia Flyers today. And, you know, Frank, speaking of those Florida Panthers, interesting article came out about the 31 NHL MVPs, sort of like your team MVP. Of course, you know, there's only one MVP in the National Hockey League, but each team sort of has their own. And Alexander Barkov of the Florida Panthers is one of the guys that's been getting a lot of attention for what he's been able to do. He's been a point-of-game player. He plays nearly 22.5 minutes per game, more than any other forward in the league. And on this list, he was listed as Florida's MVP.
Yeah, and some people think that he's actually making a late-season push to be the league MVP, kind of like Eric Staal of Minnesota, who's another guy on this list here. So, you know, everybody knows about Crosby. Everybody knows about McDavid and Ovechkin and that. But there's some other pretty good hockey players out there that maybe don't get as much press as they deserve. Barkov certainly having an excellent season right now. And like I just mentioned, Eric Staal as well. Remember, Bruce Boudreau recently said that Eric Staal would be in serious conversation for the MVP of the league if he played in Toronto or someplace other than Minnesota. I don't know what that says about the team that he coaches, because you think that you should get a good shot no matter where you're at.
Right, and you would think Minnesota's pretty much a hockey hotbed. So, he's just stumping a little bit for his guy. But as you mentioned, Eric Staal on pace for 80 points this season. That's a plateau that he hasn't reached. But there are some curious guys on here. Let's start in Columbus, Frank, with Seth Jones getting the nod over Artemi Panarin or Sergei Bobrovsky.
Well, you know, as Seth Jones has been playing lately, I kind of tend to agree with that. Bobrovsky's he's missed a little bit of time here and there. I don't know if he's having as good a season as he did last year. Panarin has fit in, but it took him a while to fit in there. Seth Jones has been a pretty steady contributor for them throughout. And outside of the Nashville Predators, who I think have the best defensive unit of everybody out there, the most goals by a defensive unit in the NHL is the Columbus Blue Jackets, and a huge part of that because of the play of Seth Jones. I think he plays a physical game. He's offensive-minded, but he also plays a very solid defense. I could actually see making that argument a little bit.
The guy that got the ire of Vegas fans early in the year was of the Anaheim Ducks and Rickard Rakell. Everyone feeling like he stole William Karlsson's all-star spot, but he's had himself a whale of a season.
Yeah, Rickard Rakell has been the best player for the Anaheim Ducks, and in my opinion, one of the huge reasons, if not the main reason, outside of their goaltending. You could also put Gibson right up there as well, but Rakell's played incredible for them. He's already established a career high in points to lead Anaheim in scoring, and he's got a good chance to beat his own personal best of 33 goals, which he did last season. Rakell has been a very nice piece for the Anaheim Ducks. If they go to the playoffs, the offense is going to come from Rakell, and the hitting will come from everybody.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys we talked about a little bit earlier was Evgeny Malkin. And when it came to the Pittsburgh Penguins, the question was going to be, is it Crosby or is it Malkin? Who's the most valuable player on the Pittsburgh Penguins? And Sam McKeag, who wrote this article, went with Evgeny Malkin, saying that he is more valuable to the success of the Pittsburgh Penguins than is Sidney Crosby.
And again, I mean, it's, you know, it's apples and oranges. I mean, both are great players, both do things. I think Crosby also takes care of the media chores on a lot of different things to let Malkin just kind of sit back and concentrate on his hockey. And if you've seen the way that they play goal when Matt Murray's out, some people would think him, but they've actually had decent goaltending there. So I don't have a problem with Malkin, but I think it would be weird if the team MVP wasn't the same guy who might be the league MVP.
Well, that begs us the question, Vegas Golden Knights, who is it going to be? Is it Marc-Andre Fleury? Is it William Karlsson? Is it Riley Smith? Is it Nate Schmidt?
Is it James Neal?
Is it James Neal? Is it Chance the Gila Monster?
No.
No, it's not. No. But they went with Jonathan Marchessault.
And you know what? I don't have there's so many guys on this team that you could say are the most valuable player here, which I think proves why they are truly a team. Because when Marc-Andre Fleury went down, a lot of people gave them the death sentence. The other goalies came in and they did an admirable job. Now, I don't think they could take another injury to Fleury at this point of the season, especially in the playoffs. I think he's absolutely crucial. I think he is the most valuable or most important piece going into the playoffs. But that being said, the whole season that they've had so far, Neal's the reason, along with Andre Fleury, that they got off to the start that they have. Karlsson leads the team in scoring, and nobody saw any of that coming. Smith has played exceptionally well, but Marchessault's also part of that line, and he's done a phenomenal job out there. Perron has had big game-winning goals and plays and different things, so there's a lot of guys that could make it. I think there's a reason there's not a captain on this team. And it's the same reason that it's hard to pick an MVP on this team, because there's so many choices. If you flip, something that's got eight sides or something to it, maybe you could have it land on one or something, because a coin's not going to work.
And that's something that I think is really key about this team, because if I came to you and I said to you that any one of these guys was the MVP, if I said it was Marc-Andre Fleury, or I said it was William Karlsson, or Riley Smith, or James Neal, or Jonathan Marchessault, or David Perron, or Nate Schmidt, I don't think you would say to any one of those guys, no, that guy's not the MVP.
Yeah, absolutely not. There's about as many MVPs on the Vegas Golden Knights as there are teams that could potentially win the NCAA basketball tournament this
year. And on some teams, you're searching, trying to find a guy who's going to be, like a team like St. Louis, like really, who has separated themselves, or a team like Dallas,
Vladimir Tarasenko,
who has separated themselves. You know, and oddly enough, he did not go with Tarasenko this list. Yeah, he went with Braden Schenn. But it just goes to show you that there are some teams where you sort of struggle to come up with the answer to that question.
Well, take, for instance, the Nashville Predators. Okay, mm-hmm. They pick P.K. Subban, and mm-hmm. certainly you could say him. But how many star players do the Nashville Predators have? And where would they be, although Yossi Saros has played good here and there, without Pekka?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There certainly is.
And if they win the Stanley Cup, the guy who just joined the team a couple weeks ago, Mike Fisher, might be the reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, and that's the thing. When you have good quality teams, you want to have more than one choice for the MVP. You want it to be a little bit of a discussion or an argument. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid is definitely the MVP of Edmonton. They've got a bad season. There's nobody else to pick.
Yeah. Or you look at somebody like the New York Rangers, where they went with Matt Zuccarello, and even the author here says this one's more by default than anything else. Perhaps the best player on the team is Vladislav Nemetsnikov, who just came over in the trade. So the Golden Knights certainly in good hands. Well, we promised you that we would have tickets for New Jersey, and we do. We've got a pair to give away. We're going to do that right now. This game is Wednesday, the 14th. 7 o'clock puck drop. Give us a call, 702-876-1340. Get those tickets. Caller number 20, you're going to go and see the New Jersey Devils against the Vegas Golden Knights, 702-876-1340. When we come back, Frank and I are going to take a quick look at Marc-Andre Fleury and what a special evening it could be tonight in Philadelphia. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for Golden Knights hockey in the Valley.
Hi, this is Brady McNabb from the Vegas Golden Knights. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show on Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. Your home for Golden Knights hockey in Las Vegas.
Roadhouse! Taking a look at Valley traffic, brought to you by Migusta Tacos in the Green Valley District, and now open in the Southwest on Durango and Warm Springs. accident to tell you about. West DI Road at Durango Drive, Flamingo and Wind Road with an accident, South Lamb at Sahara, and also an accident to tell you about Sahara and Valley View. This track report brought to you by Migusta Tacos. Cater your next party with all natural meats, sustainable fish, and real fruit agua fresca.
Migusta Tacos. Experience modern Mexican cuisine with their delicious tacos, burritos, vegan and vegetarian items, plus homemade salsas and real fruit agua frescas. Migusta Tacos. Two locations in the district of Green Valley and now open in the southwest at Durango and Warm Springs.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Have you ever cried tears of joy? Your eyes get blurry and the corners of your mouth start to quiver and you really hope no one's watching. Becca is 12 years old. I was having lunch when Becca walked over to our table, stuck out her hand for a handshake and said, "I'm Becca and I'm going to work for you someday." I said, "Okay, that sounds great. Why do you want to work for Gettle?" She said, "Because you do things the right way, not the easy way. And I'm like that too." I said, "Becca, I'll be happy to have you on my team whenever you're ready to come to work." Then Becca turned and looked at her mom and dad. I couldn't see her face, but she must have been beaming because her parents' faces lit up with big, happy smiles. But then things started to get blurry, kind of like when my installers send me those 7 photos of a picture-perfect installation. Hey, when a job is done right, it's a thing of beauty. Becca's going to be a great air conditioning technician, and there's no doubt that Sadie's going to like her. Sadie knows a good thing when she sees one. Gettle, G-O-E-T-T-L.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number 1. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Heatwave Sports. Tune in to Fox Sports 1340 98.9 FM every Saturday and Sunday at 10 p.m. for Heatwave Sports. Join Tim Unglesby and Tom Barton as they break down the world of sports, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, sports betting, and the one and only Heatwave Sports Raiders Report. Heatwave Sports, Saturday and Sunday nights at 10 p.m., only on Fox Sports 1340 98.9 FM.
The Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas is the place to see and be seen. The most dynamic resort and casino on the Strip is the home of the T.C. Martin Show every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Come see the show live in the Cosmopolitan's Race and Sportsbook, powered by CG Technology. Enjoy the large wall of HD TVs while playing your favorite table games, sipping on your favorite drink at the bar, or with a front row seat in the lounge. Learn more about the dynamic resort and casino at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com.
Taco Tuesdays are fun and all, but I want tacos on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Heck, I want tacos every day of the week. So you need to join me at Megusta Tacos. Megusta Tacos uses all natural meats and sustainable fish for an authentic Mexican meal. Wash it all down with their real fruit agua fresca. Come for lunch, dinner, or let Megusta Tacos cater your next viewing party. 2 convenient locations in the district of Green Valley and now open in the southwest on Durango and Warm Springs. I'll see you at Megusta Tacos.
Get ready to score with big savings on new Toyotas. It's the March Mania Sales Event going on now at Centennial Toyota. Now's your chance to get slam dunk deals on new Toyotas. You can shop and save on hundreds of new Camrys, Corollas, Prius, RAV4s, Highlanders, Siennas, Tundras, and Tacomas. Right now, lease a brand new 2018 Toyota RAV4 for only $169 a month. That's the top-selling Toyota RAV4, now just $169 a month. Get the Toyota you want at a great price. Don't miss the March Mania Sales Event, only at Centennial Toyota. Conveniently located on North US 95 in the 215 Beltway. Or visit us at CentennialToyota.com. on approved credit. Example model 4432, lease for $169 per month for 36 months, $4,079 due at signing, zero security. Excludes taxes, title, and $499 dealer fees. Expires 4/2/18.
Hello, welcome to Freddy's.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers now has three great locations. You can now visit the new Freddy's at Charleston and Decatur. There's no better place to bring the family for the best steak burgers, Chicago dogs, and frozen custard. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers now has three locations in the Valley. In Henderson on Warm Springs Road just south of Sunset Station. In Las Vegas on Southeastern Avenue near Silverado Ranch. And Freddy's newest location at Charleston and Decatur. Freddy's, the taste that brings you back.
Ciao zusammen, ich bin der Lukas Biese von den Golden Knights. Ich bin hier mit Frank Hernisch, Fox Sports 98,9 FM, 13:40 AM. Das ist euer Zuhause für die Golden Knights.
And welcome back, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Game day tonight, 3:30 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for puck drop as the Golden Knights take on the Flyers in what could be a historic night, Frank. For Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury going for win number 400. That would still leave him in 13th place on the all-time list, right behind Chris Osgood, who's got 401, Grant Fuhr, who's got 403, and Glenn Hall with 407. He could move into, well, he could continue to move up that ranks with the all-time wins by the end of the season.
Yeah, and only two goaltenders have earned more regular season wins than Marc-Andre Fleury since 2003-2004. That's Henrik Lundqvist and Roberto Luongo,
who are also the only two ahead of him on the all-time list.
Yeah, so there you have it. Marc-Andre Fleury going for a 400 tonight. We will be with you all the way. 3:30 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for puck drop. Stick around, though, because if you want to get your T.C. Martin fix, he's going to do a half-hour show starting right now. T.C. Martin, the doctor, is next.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I keep hearing your ads talking about free virus and malware scans on any brand of desktop or laptop PC. I think you're trying to pull one over on us. We know nothing is free. We're not that naive out there in the real world. Signed, No Free Lunch. Dear No Free Lunch, we mean it. We really will scan your computer for malware and spyware for free. We know that if you have a great experience with us, you'll be so impressed that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. So bring in your computer, no matter what brand of PC it is, to any one of our locations right now for a free virus and malware and spyware scan. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Say goodbye to your malware and spyware. No free lunch. At PC Laptops, we love you.
Renegades, now playing at Cleopatra's Barge inside Caesar's Palace. See athletes like Jose Canseco, Jim McMahon, and Terrell Owens recount stories plus an audience Q&A. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and look for the banner with link and offer codes. Be a part of the action with sports legends at Renegades.
PT, Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's, and SG Bar have plenty of madness for you this March. Enjoy up to 10 times points and $4 16-ounce Bud Light aluminum bottles during all men's basketball tournament games. Place your bet of $5 or more with the William Hill Mobile Sports Deposit Hotspot Kiosk to earn your entry to win airfare, a five-day stay, and tickets to the 2019 Men's College Basketball Semifinals and Championship in Minnesota. PT's Entertainment Group, your home for tournament season.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Betting is made easy with the CG Technology mobile app. Get signed up in minutes at any of the fantastic CG properties. The Palms, the M Resort, the Silverton, Hard Rock, Tropicana, Venetian Palazzo, and the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. It's the new wave of betting where you bet from wherever you're watching the games. At home, work, or at the sportsbook. The CG Technology mobile app allows you to bet using your phone. It's simple and easy to use. Check out the variety of sports and lines, and you can now use the in-game wagering option, meaning you can bet on games that are actually in progress. Get into the game and wager like a pro. No more long lines and waiting at the sportsbook or trying to find a parking spot. Instead, bet with your phone with the CG Technology mobile app. Get signed up today at any of the CG sportsbooks. the CG Technology mobile app. Betting made easy.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact that you might not know. It's actually really helpful when you buy a car. True Car also helps you get used cars. That's right, True Car isn't just for buying new cars. Don't get me wrong, they're great for that. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience.
Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.